From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More uncertainty about Syrian talks. Indirect talks in Geneva to find a way to end Syria's civil war slipped into disarray Tuesday, with neither side holding formal sessions with the UN envoy. The government delegation said it had not opened formal negotiations as scheduled Tuesday with UN envoy Staffan de Mistura. The delegation said the basic framework or agenda of the talks had yet to be established. At the same time, the main opposition group canceled a meeting that had been scheduled with de Mistura on Tuesday. The United States and its allies Tuesday said they will accelerate and intensify their campaign against the Islamic State militant group. The foreign ministers of 23 of the nations met in Rome Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said they would destroy ISIS.
We've always recognized, everybody here has always said, this will be a multi-year effort. And it's going to demand sustained contributions and effort by every country.
John Kerry. A United Nations agency says North Korea has announced plans to launch a satellite on a rocket between February 8th and February 25th. The Geneva-based International Telecommunication Union confirmed to VOA that North Korea has sent notification of its intention to launch the satellite. Two passengers were injured Tuesday when a plane taking off from Mogadishu, Somalia, was struck by an explosion. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, which made an emergency landing. Spain's King Felipe has nominated socialist chief Pedro Sanchez to try to form a new government. Sanchez will lead talks with political parties to form a government, which will then face a confidence vote in parliament. This is VOA News. Since May, more than 40 suspected jihadists have been caught entering Europe while posing as Syrian war refugees. That information comes from the U.S.-based Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium. Observers anticipate more infiltration attempts, especially when spring weather brings an expected increase in migration. The UN Children's Fund says children and women make up the majority of refugees and migrants on the move. Lisa Schlein reports.
Barely 6 months ago, UNICEF reported men made up 73% of the migrant flow through Europe. Since then, it says there has been a major spike in the numbers of children and women on the move. They now account for 60% of the refugees and migrants crossing the Greek border into Macedonia. UNICEF says more children and women than before are dying while making the treacherous sea crossing between Turkey and Greece. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has laid out his military spending priorities for the 2017 Pentagon budget. The $583 billion budget request shifts the weight of defense spending to five challenges, including competition from Russia and China, regional threats from North Korea and Iran, and the threat of terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama met with top Republican congressional leaders Tuesday and laid out five legislative priorities for 2016. The White House said Mr. Obama wants Congress to approve the Pacific Rim Free Trade Pact, resolve the financial crisis in the U.S. island territory of Puerto Rico, support more research for finding cure for cancer, ease mandatory prison sentences for some criminals, and fight the country's opioid addiction epidemic. He said these issues will cost about $1.5 billion in new funding. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign quickly moved Tuesday to the northeastern state of New Hampshire, a day after Texas Senator Ted Cruz won the Republican caucus vote in Iowa. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton barely edged ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders. European leaders are reviewing a plan they hope will persuade Britain to stay in the 28-member European Union. Britain's initial reaction to the plan is that it makes real progress. Prime Minister David Cameron said more work is to be done, but it appears there can be a real change in relations between Britain and the European alliance. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, circulated his draft proposals Tuesday. The plan would make it possible for British lawmakers to work with European partners to block unwanted EU laws. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.